Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. The chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe is facing federal bribery charges involving the tribe's plans to build a resort casino in Taunton. 55-year-old Cedric Cromwell, who's been tribal chairman for 11 years, was arrested without incident by the FBI and local police this morning at his home in Attleboro. Authorities also arrested the owner of an architecture firm that was paid nearly $5 million by the tribe to design its not-yet-built casino. WBUR's Steve Brown has been following the story and joins us now. Steve, what do the feds say Cromwell did that was against the law?
Jack, federal prosecutors allege that between 2014 and 2017, Cromwell accepted $54,000 in bribes, an expensive Bowflex home gym, and a weekend at a suite at a Boston hotel in exchange for awarding a $4.9 million contract to an architectural firm owned by David DeQuatro of Rhode Island. Now, the indictment says DeQuatro sent checks to a consulting company owned by an unnamed friend of Cromwell's, and then that consulting company turned around and gave Cromwell treasurer's checks payable to him or made payments to a shell company that was owned by Cromwell. As for the weekend in Boston, the indictment alleges that Cromwell texted DeQuatro asking him to pay for a nice room at the Four Seasons or a suite at the Seaport Hotel for his birthday weekend, adding in the text, "I'm going to have a special guest with me." Prosecutors said in a written statement both men undercut the efforts of hardworking tribe members and betrayed their trust.
Now, Steve, Cromwell appeared virtually before a judge this afternoon. What happened during that session?
Yeah, it was mostly perfunctory. Cromwell appeared alone in a cell at federal court, wearing a mask the whole time. He answered not guilty to 10 different charges. His co-defendant appeared on camera from a different cell. He pled not guilty to 5 charges. The judge released them on $25,000 unsecured bond, and they're due back in court on December 22nd.
Any reaction from the city of Taunton, which has been encouraging this casino project, or any reaction from the tribe itself?
Well, so far, no word back from the tribe. I did receive an emailed statement from Mayor Shauna O'Connell. She called the allegations disappointing and added that if proven to be true, there should be swift and just punishment to restore faith and public trust. Now, I will point out that it was O'Connell's predecessor, Thomas Hoy, who reached the deal with the tribe. I also reached out to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. A spokeswoman said that the commission will have no comment.
Steve, this has been a long process. It seems like the Mashpee tribe has been trying to get a casino built in southeastern Massachusetts now for decades. If you can, just briefly take us through that process again.
Yeah, they have been trying. Remember, before the state's casino law was enacted back in 2011, the only path for a casino developer to get something built in Massachusetts was to partner with a tribe. The state had no control over gaming on tribal land. As a matter of fact, no state has any control over sovereign land. So when the casino law passed, connecting with a tribe was really no longer necessary. Still, the legislature recognized the efforts that the Wampanoags had put in over the years to get a casino built, so they created a carve-out in the new law, reserving the southeastern region of the state for the tribe to build a resort casino. Now, that was provided that they could reach a compact with the state and successfully get the land for the casino placed in trust by the federal government. Efforts on those fronts have sputtered over the years, and the land issue has been tied up in court. The holdup has frustrated some casino developers who would like to get a facility built in the region.
The tribe did secure land for the proposed casino. What has taken place on that site this whole time?
Really nothing, Jack. The tribe cleared the land, which is next to the nearly empty Silver City Galleria in Taunton. There was a groundbreaking back in 2016, and some artists' renderings of what was to be built were shown. But since then, nothing. It's been fenced off with no sign of any activity, at least the last time I was there, not all that long ago.
All right. WBUR's Steve Brown talking about the indictment of the tribal chairman of the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe. Steve, thanks.
Thank you, Jack.